Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Press This, the WordPress Community Podcast on WMR. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This. As a reminder, you can follow me on Twitter at WPDavidV. You can subscribe to Press This on Red Circle, iTunes, Spotify, or download the latest episodes at WMR.fm. In this episode, I'm really excited for this one. This one's going to be really cool, especially if you're a WordPress developer. We're going to be talking about starting your own SaaS business using your WordPress dev skills. And joining us for this conversation is someone who's done just that. I'd like to welcome to Press This of Gelform, Mr. Corey Moss. Corey, welcome to Press This.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so glad to have you here. I know that there's a lot of people out there that are building complex sites for clients and maybe they're stakeholders that within the company they work for. And they think like, maybe I can make something for me, my own business, my own SaaS application. And so for those listening, what Corey's going to share is really his thoughts on why WordPress developers have the skills to do this and build their own SaaS business, the role of WordPress in quote, SaaS-like builds, and the types of SaaS builds you can consider and some powerful lessons he learned along the way. All right. Well, Corey, I'm going to ask you the same question I ask every guest. Could you briefly tell me your WordPress origin story? When did you first use WordPress?
Sure. So I've been building websites since the late 90s. So I'm getting up there in web developer years. Back in the day, it was web design or being a webmaster. And over the years, I taught myself JavaScript, and then I taught myself other programming languages. And around 2008, I was working for an agency that taught me PHP. So when WordPress came along, it kind of fit into the programming that I was already starting to do. And it took off pretty quickly in my world. But because I came from this developer background and this love of building apps, I actually lucked out. Most people, I think, started with WordPress and building what some people call brochure sites or very simple, straightforward websites or blogs. But actually, my first WordPress client was Tough Mudder. Some people are familiar with the Spartan races, or there's a number of different of these extreme races that people do. And Tough Mudder was a company based in Brooklyn that did this. And my first big WordPress project was actually for them building an intranet. So right off the bat, instead of just building a landing page and a contact us form, I was building complex file upload handling and sharing permissions and all this stuff. And so right away, and this was, 2012. So 10 years ago now.
Was it before or after custom post types in Metafields?
Right. And so we were, admittedly hacking the heck out of WordPress, but one of my first builds was already doing more with WordPress than I think a lot of people realize what it can do. Early 2000s, along my journey pre-WordPress, like a lot of other people, I was inspired by 37 Signals and Joel Spolsky and kind of the first wave of the phrase, the term software as a service or SaaS, and this concept that you could build a website that people sign into and pay a subscription for, and you could make money from it. And so these two things have always kind of been parallel for me, especially in the last 10 years as WordPress has matured. And then also SaaS apps have become more prevalent, and you know, even my mom knows what a SaaS app is now. So I think it's pretty common.
It's caught on. Okay.
Yes.
So this is 2012. So this is after custom post types is released in 2010, but before the REST API and WP CLI. So to your point, I'm guessing you're that was probably a good root of how you might think of it as hacking. But I guess your key point in the origin story is you kind of came from the application software development background. And so you kind of came into it in this very application centric way. Now you're with a company called Gelform. What does Gelform do and what do you do there?
Gelform is me. I am Gelform. Years ago when I was starting out as a freelance developer, but I was also a producing books and print work for companies. And then I was basically doing whatever I could do creatively, you know, but I needed a name. So Gelform was born. These days, for the most part, it's a one-man agency building WordPress websites, WordPress products, and then SaaS apps.
All right. So I'm talking to the person at the top then. I love that.
And the bottom. I am the president and the janitor.
The top, the bottom, the side. Yeah, all of it. Love that. Love that. But that's cool to hear. And thank you for sharing. So I'm
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Curious, like, you know, you mentioned, well, by the way, when in the 90s did you start? Do you remember?
Probably around 97.
Okay. Okay. It was two years after you in my digital career. 90. Well, no, it was probably right around the same time, late 96, actually.
Yeah. I went to college in the fall of 95. And that's when I saw my first website. The kid across the hall took me to the computer lab and said, you know, there's this internet thing you've probably been hearing about. And I said, oh, this is a fad. It'll never last. I'm just kidding. I remember seeing this, but I grew up in an era of a DIY ethos. So, you know, punk rock bands and grunge and all that kind of stuff. And I grew up in a pretty small town in Maine. And so there was very much this attitude of do it yourself. And so I already had this mentality. And so as soon as I saw websites, and especially because the first thing many of us did back then was go look up our favorite bands and that kind of thing, was I said, well, if I'm going to be, well, and I omitted that I was also pursuing a music career at the time. I said, well, if they can be on the internet, so can I. And so it sparked this interest immediately of, you know, if they can build it, I can build it. And so that's when I started teaching myself how to build websites.
We had another guest with a website, website building origin story, also from a music career, was Vito with Adarim, not that long ago. Actually came on Bertha AI, his other company. In any case, so tell me a little bit though, like this notion of DIY and like, you know, just do it yourself, but like, why should WordPress developer, you know, through that lens, why should WordPress developers consider building a SaaS centric product offering at all? Like if they're, is it like, because their skills are aligned, the skills plus the financial aspect, like why should WordPress builders consider that specifically for a business?
Sure. So there are a couple of things there. One is, most WordPress developers are entrepreneurial by nature, right? Like that's, unless you work for a big agency and you are comfortable plugging away every day. One of the things that's built into the WordPress culture and community is the sense of doing it yourself. There's a lot of freelancing. There's a lot of self-taught people. And there's a lot of outreach and encouraging people who, you know, might come from economically challenged backgrounds or cultures or situations. And WordPress is often encouraged as a way to lift themselves up or give them a voice or what have you. So I feel like there's this, it's all kind of built into WordPress. And then the other side of that is that WordPress is what now 40% of the internet or whatever the latest stat that they brag about. But because it's so prolific, there's nothing but good documentation. It's not true. There's every problem that you could encounter with WordPress at this point has been documented. So there's a great community out there, and there's a lot of good writing about how to solve every problem.
Let me pause you there for a minute. So it sounds like the first point is basically that it's kind of why WordPress developers and why this is like kind of leaning into that entrepreneurial spirit side. And then also kind of thinking about the culture in WordPress of kind of like almost this bootstrapping mentality, like I can do this and there's people around to help. And so I could see how you would think that would give you like a good network as you start to think about SaaS. But I'm really curious about the skill side, because you talked earlier about how a lot of people start in brochure sites, and a lot of our guests, actually, that was their origin story, actually. And so I'm really curious about it from the skills perspective, but we're going to take our first break and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress Community Podcast on WMR. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. I'm talking to Corey Moss of Gelform about starting your own SaaS business with your WordPress dev skills. Corey, right before the break, you were explaining that basically, you know, why should WordPress developers consider building a SaaS application? You mentioned how they're kind of entrepreneurial by nature. There's this really supportive community. And I'm guessing you were kind of maybe building up to the skill side, but like, do you think that's a key reason, or how do you think of that?
That's true. So yeah, the other part of why WordPress is a good option or what can be a key component to building SaaS apps is the fact that it solves a lot of what people think as a SaaS app out of the box. And this was something that had to click for me a few years ago, but for a long time, I was doing WordPress development work during the day as a day job. And then nights and weekends, I was building SaaS apps using different frameworks to scratch my own entrepreneurial itch. And then there
like
was
Cake and Laravel, things like that.
Correct. Well, and before that, Zend and
sure.
Some of, you know, you forget how old I am. There was an evening when I was once again building a user login, and I'm like, why am I doing this? You know, WordPress has built-in user registration. And that was kind of when it clicked for me that I was doing redundant work here. And so I really started looking at what it is that makes up a SaaS app. Now, SaaS these days is just about anything. You know, most of the applications, that's not right. A lot of the applications that we sign into, that's not right either. A lot of the applications that we use every day are websites that we sign into. There was a time when you always had to download Photoshop or you had to download Microsoft Office. But more and more you're signing into Canva or you're signing into Google Docs to get done all of the things that you need to do day to day on the internet. And this is where I realized that WordPress solved a lot of these problems, where essentially there's a developer phrase called CRUD, which stands for create, retrieve, update, and delete. And it's one of the building blocks of most of the applications that we use. You sign into Google Docs and you create a new doc. Later you retrieve it because you want to review it or you want to share it. You make updates, and when you're done with it, you might delete it. Although the idea of deleting anything on the internet is becoming more and more obsolete.
Everything sticks around forever.
Right. for better or worse. The pattern of CRUD is well-defined in WordPress. You create a new post, you retrieve a new post, you publish it, you delete it. And then with custom post types and custom fields, I realized that, you know, these could basically be anything. So if you wanted to create a SaaS app that was kind of like Google Docs, you could have users sign into WordPress, create a post, just like a doc, update it, share it. Other people could sign in and update it and delete it at the end of the day or whenever. And following this pattern, WordPress fits a lot of what we do with SaaS apps. Now, it's not great for, you know, B2B API based, you know, data flying back and forth between computers, well, and that kind of thing.
You're kind of, you know, you're kind of bridging into my next question a little bit here. And it's interesting to hear you talk, because I'm like reliving 2013 through 2015 as my agency was kind of shifting more of our application work to WordPress for those very same reasons. So thank you for the trip down memory lane there. I'm probably sure a lot of other folks had that same feeling, but like, you know, obviously WordPress isn't really known as like, oh, I mean, I think it is known, but I'm just saying like there's other frameworks that are more known as being quote application frameworks. So like, you know, and I get that you're adding, you know, custom plugins or maybe even off the shelf plugins to introduce functionality, logic, things like that into these builds. But how do you think about it? Like you have these PHP skills, you have the PHP applications framework skills. So what do you think about, like, if you're going to build an app, like when to use WordPress versus other stacks, like when and why WordPress?
Sure. And that's where, as a developer or as a product builder, you have to sit down and consider it. And WordPress is not always the perfect answer. But if you are building something that users are signing into and then interacting with, WordPress often is a good option. And as you brought up, there's 50,000 plugins in the plugin directory. And this is why I'm advocating more and more for people to at least think about WordPress as a platform for building SaaS apps, is because of these plugins. So 10 years ago, when I was building an intranet for Tough Mudder, it was nothing but custom code and using jQuery to hack the UI and that kind of thing. Whereas these days, set up a WordPress website somewhere, install one of my favorites called Theme My Login, but there are many that allow customization of the login form or a custom login page altogether. So right there, you've got a homepage and the ability for a user to register for your website and sign in. And Theme My Login even comes with a dashboard page that has nothing on it. But, you know, right there, to me, you've solved a lot of the very basic building blocks of SaaS apps, which is user registration and logging in. And then talking about the CRUD pattern again, if you, let's say you wanted to emulate Google Docs, another, you know, my example from before, you can use plugins like ACF Frontend, which is Advanced Custom Fields Frontend, and that puts a form where a user can view it without getting into the WordPress admin and create a post and do something with it, and then you as the admin can interact with it using Advanced Custom Fields on the back end, or you know, any number of other plugins, Restricted Content Pro, that creates an admin area for users to sign into, and even has built-in support for taking payments and subscriptions and stuff like that. So
to hear you rattle this off, it sounds like you're kind of thinking like, okay, well, there's these off-the-shelf plugins that if I'm, you know, comfortable with using, I can rely on. And I'm guessing because WordPress, I think it's like 42% of the web or whatever. But because it's so big, even though they're kind of maybe designed, maybe the whole ecosystem might be a little bit more static site centric, you can use these pieces in order to build out an application and a SaaS-like experience for someone on the front end.
That's exactly right. And it's not, again, it's not the magic bullet. There's known scaling issues. If you really start to hammer a WordPress site that is not properly cached and stuff like that. And it doesn't solve every problem. Like I said, it you know, maybe it's not perfect for, I don't know, banking or, you know, Twitter, if you're going to point the fire hose at a WordPress instance of, you know, a gajillion tweets per second per
maybe
second.
Maybe we could build it in headless or something.
Exactly. But what I'm finding more and more is, you know, the standard problems that are out there, or a lot of the types of apps that people start with or expand upon, project management, to-do lists.
The business applications, kind of like you were talking about with like this, the business has a need and you think about fundamentally solving it. I'm really glad you mentioned the off-the-shelf plugin. My favorite WordPress build I've ever done was a URL shortener using PrettyLinks. And I basically null routed the root of the domain in every public page. And the only purpose of the WordPress instance is to act as a URL shortener. It took mm-hmm. 7 minutes to build it, but it is one of I use it all the time because I have custom shortened URLs and slugs. And
aren't you fancy?
Yeah. And like, I am fast and it's incredibly effective. And I've had that thing for probably, 8-9 years or so, maybe a little less, but I've really enjoyed it. And, you know, it's such an interesting example that I like to share with people because, you know, I do think people, of course, a lot of times when they think about WordPress, they really only think about it in that brochure way. And of course, the problems that businesses bring to developers or agencies or freelancers or whoever are often complex. And so I think, you know, kind of shifting that problem solving skills into this notion of entrepreneurship and building value for yourself. I'm really glad we're covering that here today. I do want to talk to you a little bit more about your build stack though, but we're going to take our last break and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. We're interviewing Corey Moss about starting your own SaaS business with your WordPress dev skills. Corey, right before the break, you were talking a little bit about considerations on when to use WordPress versus other stacks. And I'd say from like the high level, it sounded like you were kind of listing out the functionality you might need in your build, looking at what WordPress has inherent in it, looking at off-the-shelf plugins, thinking about it in your own perhaps custom plugins that you might add to it. And so I'm just curious, you know, as you think about building a highly functional website using WordPress, or should I say a SaaS app using WordPress, what are your go-to tools? Like you mentioned ACF, but like what are you using like in almost every one of those builds?
Right. So these days, I am a huge fan of Beaver Builder, the page builder. Elementor is a good one too. And there are, you know, a dozen others.
How does that connect to like a SaaS application though? Like I get those tools are incredibly valuable, but like what's the SaaS connection?
Sure. So again, thinking about the CRUD pattern, you need to collect data or create data, or you need your user to be able to create data, and then you need to be able to display it. So I'm a big fan of, again, ACF front end. Gravity Forms is another good one that's extensible. And so these are ways to put a form on the page without using code to let a user input something. So if they're creating a post or if they're creating a tweet or if they're creating a to-do item, what have you, this is a way to have them create it and stick it in the database, right? And then you need to display it somehow. And this to me is where Beaver Builder comes in. So a lot of themes are ready for you to add, you know, blog posts, but they're not necessarily ready for you to add custom fields, which is what you might use a form like ACF front end to do. But Beaver Builder and Elementor and some of the better page builders are equipped to connect to custom fields. And so it's a quick and easy way without writing code and without having to style things, because of course they come, the whole point is that they come out of the box looking pretty good, to display the data that the user put in.
I've known so many people that do similar approaches. I was just curious why you listed that there. That's cool to hear. What else is in your build stack for these types of builds?
So like I said, theme my login is always the first thing I reach for, just because right out of the box, it creates a login page, user registration, password reset So I never have to write those things again. And it just makes me smile that I never have to write that stuff again. Because if you've built lots and lots of web apps, especially by hand back in the day, you know that that's the first place that you have to start, and you have to do it over and over and over again. And then one of the nice things about the WordPress ecosystem, right, is that most of these plugins are free or start from free. And so like Theme My Login, you install the free version and you've got user registration right there. But for, I don't know, $20 or something, this is turning into an ad for Theme My Login, but for not a lot of money, you can buy the add-on that lets people use social accounts to sign in. So one of my other, it's technically a SaaS app, but it's actually an online game. I have people, a lot of people who are older, and so they are less tech savvy and are more comfortable using like Facebook sign in or Google sign in. And so I don't have to build that. I don't have to mess around with OAuth or, you know, APIs or anything like that. For $20, I install a plugin, I get some API keys, I plug them in, and now my users can sign in. So to me right there, that's, you know, the first 50% of what I build for most of my websites.
I wish I had like a cash inserter on my computer and I could just put $20 in it to like get my next project done a little faster.
I know, right?
Yeah, I think it's I'm sure the Theme My Login folks really love the mentions, but you know, I think it's such a salient point to just think about it from like kind of getting back to the root of the show, which is that, you know, you're using these skills and these types of tools or these very tools in your day-to-day job creating WordPress sites. And so leveraging that to kind of lean into that entrepreneurial spirit in WordPress and do that to start your own application that's, you know, maybe more than just a content site, if you will, and has that automatic income. I could totally see those parallels there. This has been incredibly interesting, Corey. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
If you'd like to learn, happy to have you, of course. If you'd like to learn more about what Corey is up to, please visit jailforum.com. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Press This, the WordPress Community Podcast on WMR. This has been your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.